Hola amigos, mi nombre es Andrés. My name is Andrés. La rocola del rolo del Latin jukebox, because music is a lovely universal language. Bienvenidos. Hello, hello. My dear jukeboxers, thank you for joining this Latin guy once again after a while. It has been a while because, well, I just found a 9-to-5 and it has been a struggle. So in the meantime, it has been so hard to record. But today I wanted to bring a wonderful guest that is with us today. He's joining us today and he's from Colombia. My home country as well. His name is Freddy Benavides, and I will let him come in and introduce himself. Hello, Freddy. How are you?
Hello, Andres. I'm fine, thank you. It's so nice, your presentation, your introduction for me. And really, I feel so happy to be here with you. I am from Colombia. I am a business administrator and master in political science. And I'm here in Canada because the Canadian government awarded me a prize. It's like a scholarship, with the program ELAB. And so I'm here making a research. And I am research visitor in Carleton University in this moment.
Okay, wonderful. So you are right now in Carleton University in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's wonderful. You're making an impact. How has been the experience of coming from Colombia? What have you found about the culture here?
Yeah, it's so different. So the first difference, I know I come here and in January. So the cool, so cool is the weather, but the people is so warm. Really, this is so funny. The people here is so friendly, and the people like helps. So so what needed for to hear directions, orientations. Really, the people here is so nice, so kind. The people like do everything, every difference here is different. The ways all words in the is quickly the transport system is works the on difference compared with the whole country, and really the culture here is do it all fine, do it all in up time and respectfully for the rules and respectfully for the other people. It's so interesting, this situation. Really, I like so much this culture, Canadian culture.
100%, 100%. The Canadian culture is very friendly in general. It's a culture that is full of warm, because what you said is true. Like, the weather is so cold in the winter, so that compensates with the warmth of hearts that people have inside here. So I like it as well. And, well, I'm pretty sure you have some music to showcase, to show us. So let's go with some music. What do you have first?
Okay, in my life, one point in my life, I have difficult. I come from the humble family. You know, you are a Colombian man. Do you know the situation, the violence, insecurity, and all these troubles that we have in our country? And in a moment, I say to me, okay, where are you going? One stop in your life, in the Grupo Niche in Colombia, in Cali, Colombia, where you're from, where I am from, and have a interesting song. The name is Un Alto en el Camino, One Stop in the Way.
Poder seguir será importante. Poner
is so interesting. This song say you, okay, stop, review, what are you doing, where you want to go, and really, why you need improve in your life for this goal, this achievement, to improve your life, improve your family, improve your future. So it's so interesting this song because it's practically I do this in a point in my life, and now I'm here and getting achievements in my life for my family. So interesting is this experience.
Absolutely. What a song. What a song. I love the song. I think I already told you that this song is one of the songs of my life. This song represents how we as human beings need a stop. We need to find our way, to find our direction, to see if the things we're doing are okay, to see if we need to correct the way at some point. So this is a very cool song. I love it. Thank you for bringing that. And well, it's un alto en el camino, one stop in the way, one stop in the road. Thank you for that, Freddy. Thank you so much for that. What has been your experience with the language? Did you already knew English? Did you already know English, or did you start learning it back home, or did you start learning it here? How has it been your experience with the language?
For can apply in this program, this scholarship, I was needed a level, basic level in English. My level in writing and reading is good because it's for I'm a researcher, so it's basic. But in listening and in speaking, the difference is where you notice when you are here. My first week here in Canada was terrible. I can't understand anything. The people were talking to me, and I was so lost in this part. And I'm talking, of course. I'm improving my level. My English is no professional, is intermediate, but it's possible. But I am improving in all these months, and I'm here in Canada. But yes, one message for all Latin American people is really, really, if you want, come here. Everywhere country where your language is different, the recommendation is take preparation, because is difficult, really is difficult. You can take a communication. For my part, has been difficult, but I am improving with the time, so I feel so good with my decision to take a course, pay for it, and I am solving the way.
100%. Wow, that's a very cool experience. And how long have you been learning English?
I take a course in 2020, two courses, one for speaking, other for writing, practice often Duolingo, you know. it's universal app for everyone. The second, I take a special course, focuses in listening and speaking. The second, practically the first week of February. Really, if I don't, without this course, practically this moment, the situation, the travels can be the most. So practically I can tell you, since first week of February, I can study English and really, really I have improved my skills.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So it's a good message. It's a good example of resilience. It's a good example of how to achieve things when you really want them. So you told us that you are a researcher, but okay, before getting there, let's go with some music. What do you have in mind?
I have one interesting, for example, I'm thinking family. I want to talk about the situation in my life. Jesus Christ, give me the chance to know him closer. So in Spanish is I don't know the words in English is un retiro espiritual. The point, the focus is or the community. The name of community is the Emmaus Walkers. So it's so interesting. This situation changed my life. So the directions, practically before this experience, the miracles, the achievements have become in step by step in my life, one for one. And my son, this moment, for this experience, I have two sons for this experience. The first is hope of deliverance of the Paul McCartney. I will always be hoping, hoping. You will always be holding, holding my heart in your hand. I will understand. I will understand someday, one day. You will understand.
Paul McCartney, that's a wonderful song.
Yes.
It's a great song. And Retiro Espiritual in English is spiritual retreat. That's the right way to say it.
Yes. See, this song talk about, practically I understand so many songs after that retirement. And the signification, the message really is so interesting, because I can understand more songs. I will talk so few songs in this moment. Hope of Deliverance talk about the situation where we know that Jesus Christ have all hearts in the hands and waiting, then we can take the decision and say, okay, I will hear you, I will look for the your mind you like. So it's a difficult process, and one part is when I will be right, I don't know how will be like, I don't know. We live in hope of deliverance for the darkness that surrounds us. It's so interesting to this song say us that we live in this world in the middle of the darkness, but we know Jesus Christ the light, and we know every word needed for your for the life. So
yeah, that song, right? I will always be hoping, hoping. Yeah, that's a wonderful song, Paul McCartney, Hope of Deliverance. So you've learned to correct the path with Jesus Christ, right? Like you've become a more Catholic person, right? A more spiritual person.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How does that combine with your researcher activity? Like, how do you find your research to be on the spiritual road as well? Or how do you combine your professional life with your spiritual life?
This so interesting and really important question, because the difference than in more parts you can hear about the difference for the religions and science. No, religion and science don't can be walk the hands. No, it's
oil power. And water. Oil and water.
Yes, oil and water, really. And in this moment, it's not the. It's more the religion. Is the spirit already for my life? And I will talk about the other song. But for example, I am a researcher in political science. My proposal is for improve the politics of the governments. The government's policies and affect all the people. The idea is to create benefits, improve situations, and you are making a research about the situation that involve all the people. We need that these products, outcomes, come from the general benefits, not on the particular benefits. It's typical when government decisions, maybe here in Canada is different or compared with the Latin American countries. You know, corruption, yeah. This situation.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's tough because you are getting into a very complicated scenario of politics, of governments, and they're trying to make life easier for everyone that wants to come to Canada, for example, in your specific research. So I think that is a challenge when you have to deal with government and when you have to deal with politics, knowing that politics are very strict with their laws and very strict with their different policies. And now you want to open the gate to tell all the Latin American countries, or at least people on third world countries like Colombia, for example, look, there is a way. There are ways to do this. And also bridging the gap between those hard and rough policies that the Canadian government has and the capabilities and the skills that the Latin American community can have or can provide to the government. It's a really tough thing. So what is your research about? What are you researching right now?
Yes, because really the light, and we can come talking, that is light, and I look for Jesus Christ, for making one resource and to create or generate one proposal of benefits for all people. This intelligence than more is covered by my human intelligence. We need to understand this part, why it is necessary to look for the light for Jesus Christ. And he give us by the Holy Spirit, because in this moment we have two scenarios. The Latin American professionals, Spanish speakers, looking for improve your life, generate contribution in the amazing country like is Canada. And Canada needs also like professionals, the health sector, for example. The health sector in Canada need many professionals.
You mean the health providers?
Health. Yeah. Yes, health. Medical doctors, nurses, and others, professionals in the health sector. And so my research is about the requirements on borders, in English, barreras.
Barriers, obstacles, constraints.
Yes, the requirements and constraints generates on top and floor, and the skills of these professionals of other countries looks like in a border. There are Canada with her, with the requirements and borders and barriers, and the another border, and in Spanish is en la otra orilla.
Okay, on the other side.
In the other side, okay, in the other side of the river, there are these professionals can reach the requirements and barriers, Canadian borders, and is difference to generate gaps. In Spanish is brechas.
Yes, gaps. Correct.
Gaps. And we need to solve a general solution on this situation. Canada, like a country, that developed country, they can't lose, or in Espanol is bajar.
Reduce, lower.
These requirements are?
The requirements.
Requirements. And they can't wait than other countries improve your situation, your structural situation, your academic structural situation can reach these requirements.
That's very interesting.
Yes, it's naturally we have these gaps, these brechas. We need to do. It's necessary to do something. So My proposal
absolutely
is to create the technical concept is prospective bridge. Is the prospective students and the future students is the level top of the planation, strategic planations field.
Strategic planning
field. So I am, at this moment, I am an expert in strategic planning, but I am reached this the new level, high prospective resourcer. So is the solution is to create a proposal for prospective bridge, and it's so interesting, this situation.
Wow. That's very cool. You need to keep talking about your research because this is very interesting for everyone in Latin America. And if anyone in the Canadian government is listening to this, this is so important. But first, let's go with some music. What do you have next?
Okay, I have two songs. And
just let's go with one first.
After the spiritual, the Emmaus Walker, I hear of this song that I always have in my playlist, but only can understand before the spiritual retreat. Okay, yes, after this, the name of the song is I Can See Clearly Now. The first version is the Johnny Nash, is 17th. But why a new version for the Jimmy Cliff for the movie Cool Runnings about the Jamaicans and
yeah,
all in the participant
Jimmy Cliff,
yes. This song say, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, I can see all obstacles in my way, gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It is practically the second part of the Hope of Deliverance for the Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney talked about the darkness and the surroundings, and you take the process with Jesus Christ, and after you can see, oh, the darkness is gone. I can see clear.
Awesome.
I am in my way, but I can see the obstacles because I have the life.
What a great song. What a great song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Yeah, that's a wonderful song. It's a 1972 song by Johnny Nash, and then it was recreated for different movies and shows, and then there are some covers of that song as well. It's a very popular song, and this reminds you of how your spiritual path or your spiritual way changed your life. So that's awesome.
Yes, it's for example, this situation is so necessary for my research. To take this situation for all these variables in English.
Variables
for the all this wrong situation to make this research is so interesting. How this light, this use, can you? I think everywhere we need to use this light, this situation for the benefit on the all the people, and not only for ourselves. For my part, I am trying. I am trying to do this. I can see clearly now.
Awesome. What a great track. What a great song. And okay, we were talking a while ago about your research. So we have the Canadian government on one side with the policies and all the regulations, right? And on the other side, we have Latin American skills. So the Canadian government and Canada needs a lot of health practitioners, right? Nurses, doctors, all types of practitioners in the health department. And that's why there's lack of family doctors lack of specialists because there are not a lot. There are not too many. Personally, I spent 1 year waiting for a family doctor. So that's crazy. It wouldn't make any sense for a first world country like Canada. On the other hand, we have Latin America. And not only Latin America, I'm pretty sure in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, yes, there are very skilled people that could come here to Canada and do those health practicing activities. And maybe the demand and the supply can be more balanced, right? So
yes,
it's a very interesting research. Keep doing it. And how did you get that scholarship from Carleton University? You were in Colombia and then you received an email, or did you apply? How did you get to that?
For understand my proposal and my research, I used the river. For example, you have the one side on the other side on to create the prospective bridge. And is Canadian government, the official glossary, have concept professional training. We can use this concept for all prepare all this needed on the requirements. And the Latin American and other countries professional can reach these requirements on borders. I apply this professional training in this process to cross this prospective bridge. Okay, is my proposal.
Okay.
I was in Colombia, and the situation in Colombia is difficult. The corruption, you need to take friends, special friends in the government. I was working for the mayor government in my city, but in the chance on the government in mayor, Españoles Alcalde, and I don't renew the agreement because I don't like the corruptions. I don't accept another this situation, similar situations. So, okay. In this situation, my wife say me, okay, why do you not look for one opportunity? You always think like the other countries to learn on the developed country, the ways in the political science. And okay, I have been making my research in political governments and this public affairs in Colombia 7 years ago, for example. So
public affairs,
And this I don't really I didn't have idea, and this course is so competitive. I talked with the International Mobility Coordinator in my university, my professional bachelor and master in the Universidad del Valle.
Universidad del Valle.
In Colombia, is a public university, is one of the better universities in my country, and the qualifying the research is the first. So I applied. And the coordinator, Sandra Juliana Toro, a wonderful lady and friend, and she say me, okay, you can apply of this scholarship or master's researchers. Okay, and she make the contact with Carleton University and offer with the professor Laura McDonald. She's my director, the research director. So the process was a long, really. It's not speed.
It's not straightforward and it's not fast.
Yes, it's really, for example,
it takes a time. It takes a while.
What we began on the 20 November, December of 2020, 2022, and 2021. And the plan, we are playing in the March of 2022. And the decisions was arrived in the beginning of June, practically 1 year ago. The
last year.
Yes, the last year. The Canadian government sent me a letter and, okay, you accept you, these are the conditions, we are working, your condition was a temporary worker, this in Carleton University, the situation. And okay, in this moment, you come the process with the immigrations to apply for the visa on other time, other months.
Oh my God, what a process. But well, nice. What a nice experience. What a great path. That shows a lot of perseverance. You don't give up easily, and you did not give up easily, and that's wonderful. And also, well, thank you to those people that you have found in the way that have opened those gates to you. Let's go with some music. What comes next?
Okay, for this process, difficult process in my country, forget, come here, and really all in the hands of God, I put on this process in the Jesus Christ hands, and in the times, in Him times, the ways that He opened for us. Maybe we can understand quickly, but why in this time, not in any time than we possible we want, but okay, in the Jesus Christ times, all is perfect. So I have a song, and the song is Waymaker and the Sinach. There are many versions, and Spanish versions. For example, I knew this song in Spanish version first, Waymaker. Yeah, really, practically, Jesus Christ is God Almighty.
Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all.
Waymaker for all of us, all days, all time. If we have feet and we ask Him for the life, for the instruction, for the sanctify, we can understand the situation, we can prepare for receive all these blessings that He take for have for all us.
Awesome. No, that's wonderful. Looks like the songs that you have brought today, they are telling you like the story of your life. You made a stop in the way, then you were looking for some guidance, you were a little bit in the darkness, and then you found the light and you could see clearly, and now there is this way maker that has given you all these blessings. So that's a very wonderful chronology and a wonderful story. Now let's talk a little bit about the Freddy that used to be before this spiritual life. You were a young man in Cali, and how was your life back in those years?
Yes, you know. You know, the I from for the world's capital of salsa. So the in the parties in español,
la rumba.
In Spanish we say de la rumba. The alcohol and all this, the friendless night is the life in my life. So I like so much the rock music and salsa
like rock music.
Rock music,
salsa music, yes.
Yes. What was my life? Typical of these sides and with a lot of disorders in my life and looking for the new plan for the new weekend. Is well, difficult because you know have the orientations, living in this darkness, enjoy the life, but really I don't was happy because I always feel the situation okay. In one moment of my life, I know my wife, she was with a friend. I was in the finally of semester.
In the last semester, last term, last period of study. Yes.
In the party, in a place that is the especially for the all salsa music. The name is de la esquina de Don Ever, the corner of Don Ever.
Don Ever's corner.
Don't ever score me. I was with the friends, dancing, salsa music, you know, when my wife arrived on this seat place with a friend, the two ladies. She
with and her friends. She arrived with her friends.
From her friends, okay. And in this moment, they was alone, these girls, and you know, okay, this opportunity for, for dance and nowhere. And practically, there are a special moment where our eyes cross, the light will see you. And practically, since this moment, I believe in the love in the first
sight. Love at first sight, yes.
Yes, yes. Amor a primera vista.
Amor a primera vista. Love at first sight. Yes.
Yes, yes. And practically, when I know her, the process will take the one time, okay? First talking with false cell phone messages, for cell phone callings, and we can know her or know us with the time. And I have been thinking, and okay, I need a special life with her.
With this lady, huh?
Yes, with this lady. I feel love. I feel, okay, I need to change. I need to improve my life. I need change all this old Freddy. I need a new Freddy. And I believe, and God Almighty sent me this angel. My wife is an angel for me. She sent me for angel for change my life. Yes. So I have a song. It's the ringtone for my wife.
Okay. So here comes a song. Yes.
Yes. The song is the Angel Canales. It's a salsa music. The name is Sol de mi Vida. It's Son of My Life in English.
Ay, mira, Ana Brunilda, cuando te conocí.
Eres sol de mi vida. Si tú no estás, no valgo nada.
Ay, eres sol de mi vida. Y sin tu cariño, mami santa, ya no valgo nada.
Eres sol de mi vida. Si tú no estás, no valgo nada.
Y las gracias yo le doy a tu padre. Ay, por haber sembrado de tu lindo rostro.
Sí, eres sol de mi vida. Si tú no estás, no valgo nada. Practically, yeah. She's the light, she's the power, all signification of the sun, the power, the life, the happiness, she for me is the wake up, okay, is the new day, the sun come here, is the new day, is the all, is the energy, is all.
Awesome.
So my wife is Sol de mi vida, son of my life.
What a great song and what a great story of life, of how you were a party guy, you used to party a lot. Well, Cali, salsa, rumba. When you think about Cali, the first word that comes to your mind is salsa.
Yes.
And it's natural because
The nightlife
parties. And rumba and parties, and how you changed that life and now you have become a more spiritual person. That change and that road and that path is not an easy path and it's not an easy thing. And now you're here, now you're finalizing your research. When is it ending? When does your research end?
My time here. Initially, the idea was finish between 5 and 6 months. And I'm thinking that I will return to Colombia and I'll finish my research there. But it is no problem. I have my certification until May of the next year.
2024, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the current certifications give me enough time for make a good research, not speed, running. I think that is an advantage for this situation, so I don't worry for this situation. I am till here in Canada until July 5.
Awesome. Okay, so you, in July 5th, you go back to Colombia, you go back to Cali, you go back with your wife, but you continue with your research there until 2024, right?
Yes, I have to finish around final of July or beginners of August. I don't think take more time for this, but it's enough time for make a good research.
Yeah, to make a good research. I think you're on the right path. I think you're in the right direction. I think you know what's coming up and what's next. So before asking you a couple final questions, let's go with another song. Do you have another song?
Yes, I have. I have two songs. I return to July. In July 15th, I'll get my graduation ceremony, like master in political science.
Wonderful.
And in July 31, we have my first anniversary, married anniversary. So I want to arrive in July. I am count the days.
Yeah, you're counting the days, of course.
We are talking about have children with my wife. So there are two songs. One song is Vagabundo of the Gran Combo de Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Que mi hijo no salga un vagabundo.
My son, don't buy homeless. Don't try this situation, this difficult situation than I was in my young life. It's really a difficult situation. But and the last song, really, I like so versions of Il Divo. This song is Amazing Grace. In my life, I need to say thanks, God. Thanks, God. God, giving, and God, thank you, God, for all your blessings for giving me here in Canada. I come from the Abel family. It is a dream for all people, for many people in Colombia, really. This opportunity takes a scholarship. Canadian government is paying me. I make this research. It's a dream, really. It's a dream.
Yeah.
To reach this, all this achievement, to get all this achievement. So my last song I have, is Amazing Grace. I recommended the version of Il Divo. I like so much. I live in this amazing, the amazing grace for my God Almighty and Jesus Christ.
Awesome. What a great story. So you brought two songs. It's very interesting how the path for you keeps building. And maybe the next question I have is, are you planning to come to Canada and settle here in Canada?
It's interesting because, yes, it's possible to apply for the PhD students and PhD in political science, can be in Carleton University, Saint, or University of Ottawa. And my credentials for this new scholarship is my actual research. And all my friends, for example, my friends in the Protestant church, I am Catholic, but I have friends here. My first friends here is of the Protestant church. And they see me, we need that you return here. We need you here because all this contribution for our country is so amazing. So I think that it's possible, but I put on this situation in the Jesus Christ's hands. If he wants to bring me here with my family, it's awesome. But he wants other way, I will understand and I will accept. I will keep working with the best energy, best intentions. So it's all.
Awesome. Okay. Wow. What a story. So political science professional with master's, with a scholarship to come to Canada, to come to Ottawa. He's finalizing his research and he's getting his graduation very, very soon. So happy to have you on the show. Thank you for bringing your experience as a student and as a person that comes to Canada just to feel challenged about the culture, to feel challenged about the weather, the climate, and how have you overcome all these challenges to pursue and to find your goals and your way. So it's a wonderful story. It's a story of life. Thank you for coming to the show. And just to finalize, if people want to ask you things or if people have questions, do you have social media or do you have an email where people can maybe approach to you and maybe ask questions if they have?
Yes, I have a Twitter and Instagram, and it's so curious because I appeared for my nickname. My nickname is Julius Univalle, J-U-L-I-U-S, Uni, Valle in Spanish,
B as in Victor, A-L-L-E.
In Twitter and Facebook with my name, Freddy Benavides. It's new, my Facebook is new, but I can talk about my research with anyone.
And you also do side jobs, right? You help people with their degree projects or with their thesis.
Ah, okay. Yes, I teach this side job. You say is because it's my experience, is my skills, so I can help a lot of people than I can. For this situation is so difficult to make a thesis. If you don't take the necessary skills, understand the situation, the reading, the writing. Yeah, I can help with this.
Awesome. Now you know, my dear jukeboxers, where to find Freddy. Freddy has brought his experience from the lens of a person that used to live in Colombia and wanted to propose something different for the future to bridge the gap between Canadian government and Latin America. So thank you very much, Freddy, for joining us. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for all your input. And, you know, music is a lovely universal language. And every time we talk in terms of music, it's because music has something to say. And with music, we can also communicate. So music heals. Music is love, and if you ever want to come back to the show, feel free to come back to the show. Thank you very much, Freddy, for all your insights.
Okay, thank you, Andres, for your invitation. A greeting for all your all the people that hear this podcast, and I invite to support Andres in the amazing labor. Mm-hmm. And reach this situation, this experience for all of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, my dear listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful conversation. Take care. God bless you and enjoy. Take care, guys. Thank you, Freddy, once again for coming to the show.
Thank you. God bless you. All of you.